up in their eyes.
我那时候我发现灵里面跟他们通了。
So I think my spirits connect with them.
这次去青岛，我本来是要去跟他们道别，就是以后我不来了。
My trip was to bid farewell to them.
但是你看那个旧约有没有一位先知巴兰，本来去祝福以色列，后来讲出来变成本来咒诅，再讲出来变祝福。
There's a prophet Balaam was supposed to curse Israel, but turned blessing for them.
不过这次去青岛，本来要跟他们讲再见的，可是讲出来就是说我还要再来。
So never can say goodbye.
如果你想要知道原因的话，十二月七号我们有一个比较晚上我们会有一个分享，这次的短宣的比较详细的分享。
So December 7th, Friday night fellowship, we are going to have a detailed sharing about my China mission trip.
许多人想知道到底耶牧师这一趟去中国做了哪些事情。
So we're all interested in what he has done for us.
并且要明白我们教会到底怎么样跟中国的教会有连结。
So how can our church connect to the church in China?
欢迎你们来听。
Welcome to listen to my presentation.
让我们来读今天早上的经文。
So let's read the verses for today.
是彼得后书三章十一节到三章十四节到十八节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verses 14 to 18。
好，如果翻到你自己的圣经，如果没有的话，我们投影片有为大家预备。
The language of your choice。
我们一起来共读，预备。
Together. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Bear in mind that Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote with the wisdom that God gave him. He writes the same in all the letters, speaking in them this matter. His letter contains something that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort as they do the other scriptures, so their own destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you have been forewarned, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of the lawless and fall from your secure position, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus, Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. 好，这是我在中国短讯最后一站，来到青岛。
Kingdao was the last stop on my China mission.
那听到一个非常感动的见证。
Heard a very touching testimony.
原来习近平呢，他下令所有的共产党员必须要签署一个切协书，不可以有宗教信仰。
President Xi Jinping recently decreed that all Communist Party members need to sign a declaration denounce religious belief.
否则你就要退党。
Or to be dispelled.
这意味着基督徒如果在政府机关工作，就必须要表态忠于党，或是拒绝忠于党，拒绝承认耶稣。
It means Christians work in the government, they must pledge allegiance to Communist Party and denounce Jesus Christ.
或者他要下定一个决心继续跟随耶稣。
If they decide to follow Jesus,
那这表示他就要失去这份工作，包括将来的退休福利都放弃了。
They will lose their job, including retirement benefits.
好，有一位弟兄是新生命教会的一个弟兄，他是任公职的党员。
A brother is a party member in government.
他就问这个教会的牧师，在两难之中当如何回应。
And he inquired this dilemma with his pastor how to respond.
好，如果是问你的话，你要怎么回答
？What would you respond？
耶稣说：“凡在人面前认我的，将来在父面前也认他。”哦。
So if you recognize me, I will recognize you in my Father.
Okay, 因为那不是你呀、啊。
That's just you.
不过那位牧师他体谅他心中的纠结跟他的难处，他并没有告诉他怎么样决定。
The priest sympathized his difficulty, but did not tell him how to decide.
但是那牧师呢，对他说：“我要热切的为你祷告，求神给你智慧来回应。”
And the pastor just prayed for wisdom from God.
几天之后，牧师收到这位弟兄打电话来。
Several days later, he called the pastor.
他说他决定表明他的信仰，在众人面前承认他是基督徒，并且已经做好最坏的打算。
And he had decided to proclaim his Christianity faith in public and prepare for the worst.
没想到出人结果却出人意料之外。
Surprisingly,
这位弟兄呢，在单位上的表现非常优异。
Because his outstanding performance.
那上级长官呢， 知道这事后，就特别为他开辟一个职缺，是非党员可以能够工作的。
His superior officer set up a special non-party position just for him.
所以这位弟兄呢，不但可以继续保有他的工作，并享受相同的福利待遇，还可以继续信仰基督。
Not only he was to keep his job and benefits, also able to continue his Christian faith.
我想这个见证实在是非常激励人心。
So encouraging.
但我相信，并不是每一位担任公职的基督徒都有勇气做出相同的决定。
I don't believe all Christians in Chinese government have the courage to make such decision.
或是他们做这样的决定可以得到类似的结果。
Or have the same result.
因为当我相信，当我们人每一个人要做他人生重要的决定，他的成败关键乃是取决于他个人的信仰是否稳固。
I do believe such decisions is made from solid personal faith.
今天虽然我们没有类似面对类似的逼迫
，We are not persecuted as such.
但是我相信我们都需要检视我们的信仰是否稳固。
But we do need to examine whether our faith is solid or not.
这并不是单纯决定在我们坚持一个信念而已。
Not just about what we believe.
我们也需要在其他方面来评估。
Also about our thinking in many areas.
否则我们所做出来的行动可能会偏差，可能会有错误。
Otherwise, we can claim depravity or error.
甚至我们可以误解成我们在替天行道，我们在服从上帝。
As obeying God's will.
正如那些开飞机去这个自杀的恐怖分子一样，那就很危险了。
Such as suicide terrorists, plane pilot.
那耶稣的大弟子彼得，他在晚年的时候为主殉道之前，他写的彼得前后书。
Apostle Peter wrote 1st and 2nd Peter before he was martyred.
他语重心长的告诫鼓励当时教会中的弟兄姐妹。
To admonish brothers and sisters.
使他们信仰可以得到稳固。
About solid faith.
这应验了，或是说回应了耶稣当年对彼得说的一句话。
In responding to what Jesus had told him.
我们一起来读路加福音22:32。
Luke chapter 22:32.
请。
But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
彼得当年他的信心是不稳固的。
So Peter was not solid in his faith.
可是他得到信心，得到坚固之后，他的人生不再一样。
But once he achieved that, his life changed.
遵照主对他生命的呼召，不断的坚固弟兄姐妹的信仰。
He continued to strengthen the faith in his brothers and sisters.
特别是在当时受到极大的逼迫的环境当中
，especially during persecution，
还有异端搅扰的背景当中
，and among cults，
彼得仍然不遗余力地完成使命，并且写下彼得前后书
，fulfilled his mission with all he had and wrote the two epistles。
尤其在彼得后书最后结束前的这一段经文。是整卷书当中的精华。
The end of the second Peter are the essence，
也就是我们刚刚所读的经文。
It's the verses we just read。
不但对当时的教会带来稳固，有极大的激励。
Not only help early church for solid faith。
我相信今天也会对我们教会有很大的帮助。
We can also learn from these verses。
所以我们一起要来思想，来学习，至少有三方面重要的提醒。
In three aspects,
让我们也可以得到信仰得到稳固
so that we can have solid faith.
第一个呢，他提到是要心存盼望。
The first is about hope and looking forward to it.
一起来读第十四节，预备，请。
So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, may every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at ease with Him.
他这里讲到盼望这些事，请问盼望哪些事啊？
What to looking forward to?
就是这节经文之前所提到的，盼望神的应许得到应验，盼望主再来的日子快临到，盼望将来新天新地快点实现。
About God's promise fulfilled in the second coming of Jesus Christ and new heaven and earth.
那这些盼望的确很好，也成为一股力量跟信念，使他们能够忍受在当时所面对所受到一切的患难跟逼迫。
This hope was the motivation to believe.To persevere under persecution and difficulties,
而让他们愿意坚持到底
and to persevere.
那 当时的信徒因为信仰基督而遭到逼迫。
They were persecuted.
不但失去家园，还在外流离失所。
Lost their homestead, wander around.
有可能丧命的危险。
Under constant danger of life and death.
然而，即便在这样的困难光景当中，这些信徒不但没有埋怨。
In spite of all these, they did not complain.
甚至他们随时准备好要为主光荣殉道。
And was ready to die for God's glory.
彼得就是其中之一。
Peter included.
但是光有这种不怕死的精神固然好，这还不能够足以证明他信仰是否正确。
It's good not to fear death, but not approve for proper belief.
就好像许多邪教把人家洗脑之后，他们也是不怕死的，对不对？
Many cultists are brainwashed and do not fear death.
因此，彼得在这里提出一个挑战：我们盼望得见主面固然好，但是不是光在那里等候、等候、等候？我们还有我们当尽的责任。
Then Peter challenged them: instead of hoping expectantly to see God, we should do our parts.
所以以下两方面的责任我们要去努力的。
In two areas.
好，第一个是要殷勤持守圣洁。
First, make every effort to be holy.
好，这里讲就当殷勤使自己没有玷污，无可指责，安然见主。
Make every effort to be spotless, blameless, and at ease with him.
我们这信靠主的人，盼望见主面的人，就要在现今的行为中表现出圣洁生命来回应神，荣耀神。
We should live a holy life, responding to God's promises.
我们知道神是圣洁的，人非圣洁就不能怎么样见主的面。
God is holy. Without holiness, we cannot be at ease with Him.
在地上如此，将来回天家见主面更是如此。
Either on earth or in heaven.
因此，活出圣洁生活乃是基督徒生命的最大挑战。
Therefore, it's a great challenge for Christians to live a holy life.
其实我们要分辨邪教有很多方式。
In many ways, we can discern cults.
其中一个就是看出这些追随者他们所活出的生命。
One is the life of their follower.
当然，不光是邪教，世界上很多宗教根本不在乎信徒有没有活出生命的见证。
Many religions care less about testimony from believers.
只要向他们这些神明烧香膜拜啊，给香火钱这就行了。
As long as they worship and donate.
那这些神明就会替他们做事。
As to bribe their god to work for them.
听起来好像这些神明都接受贿赂一样。
So it's just a kickback.
但是耶稣对于信靠他的人就有不同的要求了。
Jesus Christ has different command for his believers.
马太三章八节这样说。
Matthew chapter 3 verses 8.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
Let's read it together. Produce fruit in keeping with repentance.
这就说明我们要活出一个像他一样的圣洁生命。
Model Jesus Christ to live a holy life.
来表明我们的得救是真实的。
And show true salvation.
当然，不管你是已经信主多年的基督徒，还是仍在慕道的朋友，都会明白，每个人都是软弱不堪的罪人。
So as Christian or seeker, we understand we are unworthy sinner with sin nature, prone to be tempted or stumble.
我们身上随时都带着罪性。
So we have our sin nature.
很容易受到诱惑，也很容易犯罪跌倒。
Prone to be tempted or stumble.
所以我们不能够活出一个完美圣洁的生命。
Impossible to live a full, perfect holy life.
正因为如此，我们才需要神格外的保守与怜悯。
Therefore, we need God's mercy to keep us.
所以除此之外，彼得也提出一个持守圣洁的秘诀。
Peter mentioned being earnest as a secret.
就是人的殷勤。
So we have to be earnest.
好，什么是殷勤呢？
So what do you mean?
殷勤就是格外努力，竭力而为。
To go extra mile, be all you can be.
不是每个人天生哦自然就会了。
So we're not born this way.
这是要格外努力去持守，要下定决心去遵行，要付上代价去达成。
We need to strive and determine to follow, to keep, pay the price to fulfill.
例如。比较容易上瘾的人，无论是喝酒啊、抽烟、上网、打电动、色情、暴力、吸毒等等上瘾的人，不会自然就变好的。
Addicts cannot rid of it on their own, such as alcohol, tobacco, internet, video game, porno, violence, drugs.
一定要下定一个决心脱离那个环境。
They have to leave the environment.
并且要格外努力，并且付上代价去克服。
Put extra effort.
甚至要寻求专业来帮助
，pay the price or even seeking professional help，
最后才能够完全脱离。
to conquer addition.
而且不是一次两次就做到了，要不断的持久下去，才能够真正使自己没有玷污，无可指责。
Once or twice not enough, it's a constant battle to be spotless and blameless.
殷勤持守圣洁就是这样子。
So that's how we be spotless and blameless.
我们一定要付上代价，这样将来才能够坦然无惧的朝见我们主的容面。
Pay the price at peace with God with confidence.
第二个是要确信救恩的因由。
We need to know the reason for salvation.
十五节上半节说，并且要以我主长久忍耐为什么得救的因由。
Salvation due to Lord's patience.
一方面，我们心存盼望的努力，乃是要确定确认你的信仰是什么原因或理由叫你如此为他坚持。
How to persevere in your belief, you need to be clear about the reason of salvation.
当你搞清楚之后，你在盼望的过程当中就不会信心动摇。
Then you can have solid foundation.
因此我们要清楚知道并且确实相信主耶稣基督的长久忍耐就是我们得救的因由。
We should be clear it's due to Jesus' patience, long suffering.
那这句话的翻译呢？如果是直译呢，可以这样说：说认定我们主的长久忍耐乃是救恩。
Salvation is due to Lord's patience.
你看英文的翻译英文的这个会比较接近。
The English translation is better.
也就是说，基督的长久忍耐是一种救恩的表现。
So Jesus' long suffering is an expression of salvation.
这听起来有点奇怪哈。
Kind of odd.
我们心存盼望得到救恩，跟耶稣的长久忍耐之间有关系吗
？Why our hope for salvation is related to Jesus Christ's long suffering？
其实是有关系的，因为
they are related.
因为当你心存的盼望，无论你做出任何努力或付上任何的代价，你就不会像机器人一样很呆板的这样的绝对服从。
We're not robots simply following instruction.
因为你就会一种坚定的信念要去完成。
Because we firmly believe.
你很清楚你为什么要这样做。
And clearly know why to strive.
而你不会盲目的跟从别人去做。
Not just blindly follow others.
不是，只是随性的，只是跟着别人来行。
Just do as others do.
对于基督徒而言，你必须要先清楚，知道并且同意救恩乃是神拯救人的恩典。
First, we should understand salvation is God's grace for men.
神由于深爱世人到一个地步，他差遣独生爱子耶稣基督，甘愿来到这个罪恶的世界上。
Because he loved the world, willing to send his son to this sinful world.
谦卑成为人的样式，为代赎世人的罪，甘心受尽人世间最大的痛苦，最后被钉死在十字架上。
Humble himself, living among sinners in human form, suffer shame and die on the cross.
完成了他对人类的救恩计划。
Fulfill the plan of salvation for mankind.
好，那我们来看看，仔细看看整个救赎、整个救恩的过程当中。
Think about it clearly, the process of salvation.
其实，这不就是主耶稣基督为我们的长久忍耐，不是吗？
It is actually the long suffering of Jesus Christ for us, isn't it?
他不但要忍耐地上身体所受的痛苦，还要忍耐我们的叛逆、无知、软弱、跌倒、犯罪我们的得罪神、冒犯神、亵渎神等这些的心灵的煎熬。
He suffered physical pain as well as our rebellion, ignorance, feebleness, stumble, sin, offense, blasphemy, torture.
你说在人世间当中，除了耶稣之外，还有谁能够做得到呢
？Other than Jesus Christ, who can endure?
然而耶稣为要使我们得着救恩，他必须为我们如此的长久忍耐。
For our salvation, Jesus Christ suffered long.
否则我们就不能够靠自己得救。
Since we cannot save ourselves.
那宗教跟救恩是不一样的。
Religions are different from salvation.
救恩，宗教是人在寻找神。
Religion of men in search of God.
救恩却是神在拯救人。
Salvation is God searching for men.
宗教是要人努力行善，借着个人的好行为长久忍耐之后，将来就能够进入所谓的这个天堂。
Religion is by work to enter heaven.
但是救恩不是这样子，不是因为我们做了什么，乃是耶稣基督做了什么。
Salvation is achieved by Jesus Christ. not by us.
因为耶稣基督的长久忍耐为我们成就了一切，使我们能够得拯救。
He did it all through his long suffering to save us.
也许你觉得奇怪，得救恩真的不需要人的努力吗？
You may wonder, is it really no need for human effort to receive salvation?
我们刚才不是说要殷勤持守圣洁吗？这不就是个人努力吗？
What about being earnest and live holy life?
其实不是的，因为拥有圣洁生命的好行为并不是我们得救的条件，乃是我们得救的表现。
To live holy is the expression, not the requirement to be saved.
那是因为一个真实悔改得救的人自然而然应该有的生命改变。
When we really repent to be saved, our lives are changed.
好，第二方面呢，是讲要拥有智慧。
Second is about wisdom.
如果你眼睛够好，我们一起来读15-17节，大声一点，预备，请。
Just as our dear Paul also wrote with wisdom that God gave him, he writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of the matters. His letter contains some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, so as do the other scriptures, to their own destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men,and fall from your secure position.
好，你可能会觉得奇怪，稳固的信仰应该跟信心或是行为有关，怎么会跟智慧有关呢？
You may wonder, solid belief relates to faith and behavior, nothing to do with wisdom.
好，以下三方面将说明，原来拥有智慧与信仰的稳固之间是息息相关的。
Actually, wisdom has much to do with it in the following three areas.
第一个是我们要有，要能够啊知道，要知道智慧的源头。
We need to know the origin of wisdom.
十五节下半节，这里讲到说，就如我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗，他照着所写赐给他的智慧写了信给你们。
Just as our brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him.
好，要拥有智慧，首先你必须要知道这智慧的源头乃是神所赐的。
You should know the origin to possess wisdom. Agree that wisdom is from God.
我们都相信神的确赐给保罗许多的智慧。
God gave Paul wisdom.
你想，圣经新约圣经有一半，将近一半都是出自他的手所写出来的。
To write many epistles in New Testament, nearly half of the volume.
而且他的事工对于整个欧洲的影响，直到今天仍然深远。
His influence on Europe is still lasting.
若没有来自神的智慧，就算保罗再优秀，也没有办法达到这样的目标。
Without God, Paul could not achieve it.
智慧是来自神，当然人也可以向神求智慧。
Wisdom is from God, men can ask for it.
就如同旧约所罗门王，他向神求智慧一样。
As King Solomon did.
在新约圣经也提醒我们说，
我们若缺乏
智慧，也当求那后世与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
If any of you lack wisdom, he shall ask God, who give generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
当然，并不是光向神求智慧，神就一定给智慧。
Of course, God can, but He also may not give wisdom when you ask.
因为神能跟神肯，这是两回事。
Can and will is two different things.
那如何才能够得智慧呢？
So how can we obtain wisdom?
箴言九章第十节就这样说。
Proverbs 9 verses 10.
它是，我们一起来读好吧。
Let's read together. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
也就是说，你若要得智慧，你要先从敬畏神开始。
To receive wisdom, you must fear God first.
你要追求神，你要认识神，从那里开始。
And search and know God first.
你不行神讨厌的事情，光是要智慧，神不一定会给你的。
You need to please God to receive His wisdom.
好，所以当你要有先敬畏神、追求神，这样你的信仰才能够稳固。
Fear, search, know God, then you will have solid faith.
好，第二个，勿强解经书。
Don't distort scriptures.
16节，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of those matters. His letter contained something that are hard to understand. Some ignorant, unstable people distort, as they do to other scriptures, to their own destruction.
好，一个拥有智慧的人呢，他就不会去强解圣经。
Men of wisdom won't distort scriptures.
保罗的书信有些是奥秘，的确是很难理解的。
Indeed, some of Paul's letters are difficult to understand.
但这是圣灵赏赐智慧给他写下来的。
But they're inspired by Holy Spirit.
我们如果没有足够的智慧，很难去明白的。
Without enough wisdom, we can't get it.
但问题就出在没有智慧的人，却硬要愚昧的去强解圣经，只是为了能够通过他们有限的脑袋理智，结果就造成许多的问题了。
Some ignorant and unstable people insist on interpreting scripture through their limited understanding, resulting in heresy and cult.
异端邪说出来了，结果他们就自取沉沦。
To their own destruction.
圣经中许多的奥秘我们不懂。
There are many mysteries in Bible.
许多事情神也不让我们知道清楚的知道。
We don't understand.
但这不表示我们的信仰就是错误，就是有问题。
We are limited, but doesn't mean it's wrong.
这只是说明人的智慧、知识、能力、理解有限。但将来我们见主面的时候，我们就能够完全明白了。
We are limited in our understanding. We are not clear until we see God.
许多奥秘，例如三位一体、预定论等等，我们实在是没有办法完全理解透彻其中复杂的这些奥秘。
We can't totally figure out Holy Trinity and predestination.
但是我们可以很确定知道这跟我们的救恩没有冲突。
But it's not in conflict with our salvation.
有些隐秘的事情不要去强解。
So don't interpret things you don't understand.
生命记二十九章二十九节这样提醒我们。
Deuteronomy chapter 29 verses 29。
一起来读好不好？预备，请。
The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law.
我们对圣经的态度是：该知道的就要搞清楚、解释明白。
So properly speaking about Bible.
无法理解的就不要勉强去乱解，以免我们的下场也是自取沉沦。
Be clear on the thing we know. Leave the mystery alone without distortion, lest for our own destruction.
最后一方面是要防备错谬。
Prevent error.
十七节，我们一起来读，好不好
？Verse 17.
请。
Dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position.
同样的，拥有智慧呢，就能够警醒防备那些错解圣经而终究自取灭亡的人。
Men of wisdom should be alert against self-destructing people who distort scriptures.
因为这些人会告诉你说你不需要追求灵命成长，到时候像律法主义者。
They may tell you, "Don't be legalistic. Pursue spiritual growth."
上帝知道你的心知道你爱他，会怜悯你，给你救恩的。
God knows you love him and you will give you salvation through mercy.
结果你听了之后好像有道理，就渐渐不参加聚会，离神越来越远了。
It seemed to make sense for you and gradually stop coming to worship further away from God.
最后的结果就是跟着就堕落了。
And fall.
或者他告诉你你不需要十一奉献的，圣经又没有明文规定，教会也没有硬性要求。
Or you may say you don't need to tithe, this is not clearly stated in the Bible and not required by church.
你已经够穷了奉献是那些有钱人应该做的事所谓有钱出钱，有力出力你多出点力就好了。
So you're poor enough, rich people should offer more money, you can serve more instead.
结果你不再金钱奉献，为了多做点事，结果在教会专门爱管闲事管越多，结果就堕落的越多。
So you stop offering, serve more, and become busybody, gossip, and fall.
有可能会对你说你不需要每天读圣经，你每天那么忙，哪有时间读圣经，哪有精力读圣经？等你以后退休了再说吧。
They may also say, no need to daily devotion with your busy schedule. Wait until retirement.
况且你圣经过去都读过了，该懂的都懂了，够用就好了。
So you have read it before and should understand enough.
结果你就不再读圣经，也不再渴慕神，也从坚固的地步 就堕落了。
So you stop reading Bible, no longer thirst after God's word, and fall.
或者你还听过这样的话，说你不需要急着向家人传福音啊，因为圣经说一人得救，全家得救。其实圣经没有这样讲啊。
Or there's,
所以他们你得救，他们也会跟着得救的。
Or there's no urgency to share gospel with family member. You will be saved, you and your household. It is taken out of context.
啊，结果你不但对家人传福音没有负担，对其他人更不用说了。
So you have no burden to share gospel with family member, not alone others.
这实在可惜。
Such a pity.
我想想，我们今天也常常面对许多的错误的这种影响。
Therefore, we need to be guarded against such vague, disturbing.
因此，希望我们都能够谨慎留意这些似是而非、混淆事实、仿冒真理的欺骗。
So we need to be on guard against such vague, distorting, masquerade, deceiving truth.
也不要受到错谬的诱惑而成为堕落者之一。
Don't fall from them.
最后一方面是要追求长进。
Pursue growth.
38节，我们一起来读啊，第三十八节，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
Be growth in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
好，不断长进呢，就是让自己坚固的最好方法。
Continue growth is the best way to strengthen yourself.
不愿长进的人呢，不管他的灵命过去多么稳固，但是随时都有堕落的危险。
Without growth, no matter how secure spiritually in the path, there is danger to fall any time.
请注意哈，那些堕落的都是曾经坚固的哦。
We can only fall from secure position.
哎，圣经我们看第十七节是怎么说？十七说，就从自己坚固的地步上坠落。
So fall from secure position.
当年都是轰轰烈烈、热心追求的人。啊，想当年他是很稳固的。
They were fervent and secure.
啊，假如你曾经过去也稳固，不要以为你已经打了预防针，从此刀枪不入啊，从此以为信仰够稳固了，却不知道你离堕落的地步越来越近了哦。
Don't think you have vaccinated against Satan's attack with secure belief.
所以，除非你继续追求啊，积极的追求，不断的长进，否则你不能够真正稳固。
Unless you continue to pursue grace, growth, you will not never be secure.
那如何追求长进呢？
How to grow?
好，根据这节圣经说明，我们如果要认定主做我们长进的目标呢，有两方面我们要同时长进。
Focus on the Lord as our goal in two areas.
好，一个是在主的恩典上和
主的
知识上。
Then in knowledge.
好，首先是在主的恩典上有长进。
To grow in grace.
在主的恩典上有长，就是说你要为着神恩典的加增在你身上所做出的努力。
So you live a life with your effort.
目标呢，就是能够在生活上彰显神的恩典，能够结出圣灵的果子，能够越来越多活出主的样式。
Live a life bearing fruit of the Holy Spirit to manifest glory of God. Live out God's fragrance.
看见我们生命不断的得到改变，能够有主的馨香之气，能够将荣耀归给主。
Live out God's fragrance so others can see the change in our lives.
那究竟什么是主的恩典呢？
What is the grace of God?
保罗这样说。
Paul said.
哥林多后书八章九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 8 verses 9.
好不好？预备，请。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that through he was rich, he for our sake became poor.So that you through his poverty might become rich.
好，简单的说，就是主呢，他以一个谦卑舍己的生命来改变、影响了我们，这就是神的恩典。
Jesus humbled himself, gave up his life for our sake. This is God's grace.
我们若要活出基督的样式，也必须同基督一样。
To live out God's model, we need to humble ourselves.
不断操练自己，谦卑舍己。来，为的是要来祝福别人。
To bless others.
然而，在这不断长进的过程当中，我们的信仰就会得到稳固。
Through continuous growth, our faith will be secure.
所以在恩典和知识上有长进，前者是指生命的经历之上的长进，那后者呢，是指真理装备上的长进，两方面都需要平衡。
To grow in grace and knowledge means in life experience and understanding the truth. We need balance in both.
在第二个，在知识上，主的知识上有长进， 就是在知识理解上更深的认识神所做出的努力。
To grow in knowledge of God, to make effort to understand the truth deeper.
也就是说，所有跟随主的信徒，除了在生命经历上要长进，在真理装备上也要多多的下功夫，不断的有学习，有成长。
Continue to learn to grow.
否则，面对今天异端充斥的环境之下，我们如何能够有护教的本事来捍卫真理呢？
Otherwise, with heresy and cults, how can we defend the truth?
所以，当你可以立志在理智上愿意更多来寻求、来认识神、学习神，你不但会愿意下定决心在他的话语上有追求，并且还会忠心的去遵行神的吩咐，按他的心意而行。
So when you understand and wish to know and learn God, then you would follow His will and live accordingly.
啊，否则无论你再多的认识神的知识，那也只会徒增我们属灵的骄傲。
Otherwise, your knowledge can only make us prideful spiritually.
难怪圣经提醒我们。
No wonder the Bible reminds us. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1.
知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能怎么样？造就人。
Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.
因此就是为什么我们要在恩典和知识上都能够平衡长进的重要原因呢？
That's why we need balanced growth in grace and knowledge.
最后，稳固的信仰其实不单是在乎我们所相信的圣经理念所装备的神学知识。
In conclusion, secure faith is not only about Bible concept or theology knowledge.
它更是离不开我们所活出的生命内容。
It's more about quality, how we live.
因此，当你心存盼望，你就会带，这就会带给你信仰得稳固的积极动力。
When you have hope, you will have motivation for solid growth.
当你拥有智慧，这就会带给你信仰得稳固的行为的渐进的一个过程。
When you have wisdom, you will behave and bring solid faith.
当你追求长进，这就会给你信仰得稳固的一个具体的行动。
When you pursue growth, then you will act.
这样，当你信仰得到真正稳固的时候，你会发现原来你所在乎的已经不再是你自己能够得到什么好处，而是你能够满足神对你的期待和完成神对你的托付。
When you have solid growth, you no longer care about your own benefits, but about God's expectation and entrusting.
因此，你的生命就不会再盲目的活着，而是清楚你人生的目标。
Then you will know your goal for life.
你可以活得更加丰盛，甚至还可以祝福别人。
Live more abundantly to bless others.
尽管你没有万贯家财，丰衣足食，可是你却经历样样都不缺。
You may not be loaded, but lacking nothing.
甚至就算你可能会失去一切，但是你却仍然能够富足。
You can afford to lose it all, but still feel enriched.
因为你已真正拥有那稳固的信仰。
Because of your secure belief.
你羡慕这样的生命吗？
Do you envy such life?
那我们就要更深的渴慕神，认识神，经历神。
You need to thirst more, know more, experience more about God.
就能够明白神在你生命中一定有奇妙的带领和他大能的作为。
To understand God's guidance and power for your wonderful life.
在中国有很多的故事这样的发生。
So there's many stories like this happened in China.
特别是在最近受到很多逼迫的这光景当中。
Especially under persecution.
那我们真是很羡慕，羡慕那一些这个信仰稳固的这些基督徒，他们的生命祝福了许多人。
So we're envious of such Christians with solid faith to bless others.
那我觉得说我们在北美弟兄姐妹真的太舒适了。
So we're so comfortable in North America.
求神帮助我们，让我们每一位弟兄姐妹，至少我们教会每一位弟兄姐妹都能够拥有一个稳固的信仰。
May God help us to have solid faith.
让我们的生命可以成为别人的祝福。
So that our life can be blessing to others.
你们说这样好不好？
Do you agree?
让我们一起来回应更多的渴慕耶稣。
So let's respond in the hymn, longing for Jesus. Arise, please.